Hello, good evening. My
Hello?
name is Rich. Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Can you please help me out with a little bit of your time?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. Is this Jacob? Jacob Owen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sir, and to start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I've been in it 18 years or 20 years, something like that.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Stonemason, tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, cement mason, terrazzo mechanical finisher, PCC restoration, marble mason, tile setter, mason hopper or finisher?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Owner operator.
Okay. Well, owner and up, sort of like a foreman, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yep.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say about the same.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. Thank you. No. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
Like your local rep or what?
I'm sorry?
Or what are you talking about? Like you're talking about your local rep?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been around.
All right. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Privately also.
Okay. All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Probably about the same, I'm guessing.
Okay. And looking at now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably stay the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really safety concerns?
I don't really have any safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And picketing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Once. The big state.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the ones you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, or cable news?
Cable news.
That'd be your first go-to?
Yeah.
Okay, and your second one? Political?
Right.
Go ahead.
What's that?
Print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, or friends and neighbors?
Internet. Internet. Be the second one.
Okay. And your third one? Print or online newspapers?
Local news.
Okay. Fourth?
Probably print.
Print or online newspapers. And now we have radio and friends and family. Friends and neighbors, I'm sorry.
Probably friends and neighbors last.
Okay. Radio fifth and friends and neighbors last. Okay. Thank you, sir. And which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, or another news channel?
Fox.
Fox News. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, the environment, education, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, or something else?
Jobs and economy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
I read about it before, yeah.
You read about it?
Yeah, and I know.
Okay, so have you heard a lot about it? I've heard some about it, or I've heard a little bit about it?
Some about it.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all for that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Who would I say does more?
Yes.
I would say probably the Democratic Party.
Okay, sir. We're almost done here. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Auto Workers.
The United Auto Workers, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First one is his job as a president overall.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Next one up is immigration.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And what about support for labor unions?
I approve.
You approve somewhat or approve strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Disapprove
somewhat.
Strongly? Okay. And what about healthcare, sir?
I don't know.
Okay. Not a problem. And last one is the economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Okay. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote at all?
I'll vote.
Almost certain?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
The Republican Donald Trump? Okay.
Yep.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Say that again.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security?
Yes.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right, sir. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Well, we need more workers.
Need more workers?
Yeah, we need to train more people. We need to have more people in the trades all around. Yeah. Union needs, that's part of being a part of it. They need to provide them.
Okay, so I got need more workers and train more people in the trade.
Yep.
Okay. All right, and what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
Just training.
Just training. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, messages, mail, email, job site, or union meetings?
Email.
Email. Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to BAC? 4 or more times a year, couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
Couple times a year.
Couple of times a year. Okay, sir. And I would like to just ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Independent?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Okay. Well, Jacob, this concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good night.